A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Nun Hei, Kesubas 55a, pagination is 109. We're going to start with the Mishnah on the facing page, though, so we're in Nun Dalet Amud Beis 54b, pagination 108, midway on the page at the start of the new perek. Our topic is Umdana, certain assumptions that even if somebody makes a statement or does a deed, if we understand what the underlying motivation was, then we might be able to revise what he did once things become clearer. A classic case of this is a person who gifts all of his money to somebody thinking that he has no children, and then finds out that his child is still alive. He would like, or we would like, to estimate that the person's intent in writing everything away was because he didn't have children, as far as he knew, and that had he known that he has a child, he never would have done that. So we have this concept, is it possible to make an umdana, an assumption as to why things are being done? And we'll see such an example in our Mishnah. Even though it was said, Besula gova masayim va'almana mone, that a Besula gets 200 and an almana gets 100 in the standard ksuba, imratza lahosef, if a person wants, he's allowed to add afilu mea mona yosef, as much as he wants. The Gemara comments that this is actually a bit of a chiddush, because one might think that the ksuba is standardized, Shalo levayish es misha ein lo, so as not to embarrass a person who simply gets the default amount. We would make everybody get the default amount. For example, on the topic of shrouds, we bury everybody the same way because we have this concept that we don't want to embarrass someone who can't afford going grandiose. I would think that the same is true by the ksuba, by the marriage document. And the answer is no, a person is allowed to add. The Mishnah continues, Nisarmala o Nisgarsha, if she's widowed or divorced, Bein min ha'erusin, Bein min ha'nisuin, the first opinion is both from erusin or from nisuin, no matter how far this continued as a relationship, Gova es hakol, she's entitled to everything, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, which is the way we paskin, min ha'nisuin, Gova es hakol, if she in fact had marriage consummated with nisuin, then she would collect the entire amount, the base, plus what was added. But, min ha'erusin, if all she had was kiddushin, and the husband decided to write the ksuba at that time in anticipation of the nisuin, besula gova masayim va'amana mana, she's only entitled to the base amount and not to the extra, shalo kosav la ela almanas lekonsa, because we are able to make an estimation on his behavior that he was only writing that extra with the expectation that he was going to take her through nisuin. And if nisuin never happened, then all those proposed amounts were not truly intended. Let's take a look at today's daf. Nun Hei Amud Aleph 55a, one line up from the bottom, the Ozal Bosar Umdana, that the logic of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is because he's following the estimation of intent. Take a look at Rashi, which is the inner commentary counting up from the bottom of the Rashi commentary, about 9 lines, Bosar Umdana. Rashi says, Omid Hada'as Bedavar, the estimation of his intent in this regard, She'ena Mufurash, it really wasn't clearly stated, but Omdin Bezdin Ve'omrim, Bezdin has the right to estimate and say, Stam inish lahachi ichaven. The average person has the following intent. De lo kosev la mamono chinam. People don't write gifts for nothing. Ela lechibas bia. He was anticipating the relations with her, and therefore he wrote up this extra amount. But if the relations never occurred, then the gift is off. And this, I guess, is always a question in negotiating. The woman's family is pushing for greater amounts, both for the cash value and for the honor of it. And the husband would really wait until later. And it's a question of which one comes first. Do you write up a very large ksuba? Do you stall? How does it work? So Beis Din, in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita, which is the way we paskin, are estimating that while he's writing the base ksuba and she'll be entitled to that, but the extra is only because of chibas bia, and if that doesn't occur, then the extra is not being granted. The Gemara over here gives another example of omed, of estimation. The last word on the page, bimisukon. Rashi explains that the case of danger is referring to a person who says, Kisvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. And the problem is that he didn't say tenu. He didn't say kisvu utenu get l'ishti, write it and give it. So what happened to the word and give it? Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. In certain circumstances, we have the right to write it and give it, even though he didn't say to do so. De machmas tirdoso shahu bahul al nafsho, because the person is distracted and not thinking clearly, and therefore he didn't say what he meant. But of course he means, and give it. Reb Shimon Shizuri says that that would apply by mesukan hagoses, a person who's very ill, he's in danger, he's not intending to play jokes, write the get, but I'm not giving you permission to give it. When he says write it, he means and give it so that she'll be divorced and she shouldn't fall to Yibum, to a brother who might not cooperate. If we have circumstances such that in our estimation that's what was intended, then at least in certain cases, Chazal said you could step in. And despite the fact that he didn't say the perfect technical words needed, we would still be able to move in and administer the get. There's a series of such cases mentioned in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Resh Mem Vav. Among them, the case that I began with, where a person thinks that his son is dead, and therefore writes all of his assets to somebody else, and then it turns out that the son is alive. He shows up from overseas very much alive. Other cases include a person who was known to be in certain danger. He has to run away. He thinks he's very ill, and he does certain things as a result, and it turns out that it's not true. He's not in that situation. So in these types of cases, we are able, at least sometimes, to revisit the event and in our estimation proclaim that it was never intended to be done under these circumstances. And therefore, again, at least in some cases, we're able to go back on the deal or the gift that was being given. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.